Hey there, sister. Welcome to Girl Out of Order, a podcast for women like me taking actual steps to more fully embrace their unique selves and stop trying to fit into someone else's mold. I'm your girl, Christine, and I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur, lawyer, and mama to my very own girl gang. I am fired up to help women transform what seems broken into the fuel they need to become the champions of their own damn lives. On Girl Out of Order, you'll find a community without comparison, a place where you can come as you are, but leave changed and inspired to never again deny a single part of your beautiful self in a quest to fit in. So if you're tired of feeling like you're too much and yet never enough, Girl Out of Order is your home. When you start believing that not fitting in is the perfect fit, contentment, vision, and joy will surely follow. So girls, if you're ready to do the brave work, come on in and let's get started. Welcome back to Girl Out of Order. I've been hemming and hawing for the last several days about what I wanted to talk about in this next episode. And to be really honest, I have probably, quote unquote, decided on a number of different topics over the last couple days. And I just couldn't land on one that felt exactly right until now. And as you know, my podcast is all about showing up as we are, real, raw, authentic, vulnerable, honest, and ready to change, grow, and contribute. Girl Out of Order is all about inspiring boldness. But before that, it's about cultivating bravery. And finally, it's about building bridges among all women. Lately, I have been wobblier. I don't know if that's a word. I have been more wobbly than is typical in the bravery and courage department. You see, anxiety has reared its ugly head. And at first, I thought it was just anxiety without a cause or a purpose. And what I've come to realize over the last probably 3 or 4 days is it wasn't so much anxiety as it was discomfort because I was needing to be displaced from where I was. Now, what does that all mean? Simply put, I have been agonizing over this intrusive thought pattern that I'm just not as far along as I thought I would be. Can anybody relate to that? Has anybody set big, audacious, beautiful goals and then taken a look around and thought, crap, I am just not where I thought I'd be? And then it can very quickly pivot to, maybe I'll just never get there. Now, nothing about that is helpful or serving the goals that I have and the mission I know that I am here to achieve and the people that I know I am destined to serve. And yet, I am a human being. I am a woman going through major transitions in life, in business, and in my mission. And I think what I have come to the conclusion about is some of this is just normal part of the growing process. It's what they call growing pains. And I wanted to record this podcast because it's a come along with me message, right? At Girl Out of Order, we're all about like, hey, this is me. This is what I'm going through. And I'm going to share it with the world, the universe, whoever's listening, because just maybe, maybe, just maybe, there's one or maybe thousands of you out there that are going through the same process, the same thoughts, the same struggles. And if I can help any of you, then it just makes my growth and my experiences that much more meaningful. Because damn it, this life is about living passionately. It's about serving with passionate joy. It's about taking your mess and making it your message. It's about bringing purpose from your pain. And it's about living a life of contribution and living a life of impact. So, back to that intrusive thought, that feeling of I'm just not where I thought I would be at this point in my life. It sounds so scary when I say it like this, but it's not existential. Oh my gosh, my life is not as meaningful as I thought. That's not what I mean. When I had my intervention with Tony Robbins at Date with Destiny in December 2nd, 2022, everything changed. And when I say everything changed, I literally mean it's like every cell in my body was exchanged for new cells. Every part of my soul was washed clean. And I truly mean it when I say that everything changed. My outlook, my passion, my freedom, the freedom I felt because I had forgiven Sean, I had forgiven myself, I had forgiven my mother. I had felt so free, transformed, clear-headed. And I set these big, huge, audacious goals for where I thought I would be at this point. And as I reflected on those big one-year goals at Date with Destiny, I got into a negative rut of thinking, I just am not making the kind of progress that I thought I would be making. I'm not where I wanted to be, thought I would be, believed I should be. And I indulged those thoughts to the point where I shoulded all over myself. I should all over, you know what I'm saying, right? I spent so much time shoulding that I didn't spend enough time celebrating. I spent so much time feeling regretful that I stopped feeling grateful. I started to feel sorry for myself. And so then I became filled with self-doubt. Does anybody hear anything helpful in those patterns? Let me give you a really easy answer to that. Hell no. Spending time with the indulgence of the thought that I'm just not where I should be, or I'm just not as far along as I thought I would be, is truly spending time in the past, and it prevents you from moving forward into your future. So I'm here not only to provide you with a swift kick in the butt if you're indulging in the feeling of I'm not as far along as I should be, but I'm also here to plant my own damn flag and say, that is enough. No more self-pity. No more regrets. I am no longer going to sit here and spend time indulging in this false belief that I am not where I should be, because my mantra is I am exactly where I need to be in the time that I need to be there. Sisters, you've heard me talk about incantations. And I know it probably feels a little bit weird, but I'm going to tell you to get over yourself. Because those incantations, what they do is they replace those negative intrusive thoughts that have no business in your mind, your body, your spirit, and they sure as hell are not going to get you to the future that you deserve and the future that your passion is leading you to. So, incantations. I'm going to beat this drum again, and you'll probably hear me beating this drum a lot, because these incantations have truly saved me from depression. They have rescued me from anxiety, and they have propelled me towards my destiny. Woo! That's good. And it's true. And if you haven't tried it, don't bother knocking it. What are incantations? For those of you who have not heard me talk about this, incantations are phrases that you repeat that are empowering, that are life-giving, that are truth-telling, and that can truly transform your mindset. I am here today to help you and myself do a mindset reset. Are you ready? I know you are, because you showed up and you're still listening. Incantations are phrases that you repeat, frankly, over and over, as long and as much as you need to, until you get that mindset reset. Because we can only control what, ladies? We can only control what goes on between our two beautiful ears in the gorgeous brain that God gave us. Feelings are a habit. The emotions are something that you actually can control, believe it or not. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know it can be heavy, and I am not saying depression is not a real thing, so don't send me any nasty emails, because I know depression is a real thing. I was diagnosed with depression in 2008 and was on an antidepressant until November of 2022 when I got myself off of that. And you know what? I'm also in the midst of menopause. Can I get any menopause sisters out there? And you know what? My hormones, they can sometimes be a little bit wonkadoodle, but you know what? There are tools, there are frameworks, there are habits, there are patterns that you can employ to do a mindset reset, to do an emotion reset. Because our emotions, the quality of our life is determined by the quality of our emotions. And our emotions are controlled by our thoughts. It's true. Our emotions are controlled by our thoughts. So back to incantations. Tony Robbins does a lot of teaching on incantations. And I'm going to be really honest. I rolled my eyes. I poo-pooed it. I didn't do it for years of being in the Tony Robbins community. But you know what? At Date with Destiny, like I said, everything freaking changed. And I asked myself, why the hell not? Nothing I had done had worked, had stuck, had had lasting effects. And I've been listening to these people that I admire who are living lives that I am inspired by. And they said, these are the things that work for them. So why would I not at least give it a try? I say the same thing to you. If you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you are inspired by some of the things I'm teaching and the way that I'm choosing to live my life and the transformation that I have experienced because I have done the work. Because I've inquired about the thoughts and I have chosen to replace bullshit with truth. And the one of the biggest tools that has helped me is doing these incantations. So the incantations can be as simple as, I have everything I need within me now. And often they have a pattern, right? I have everything I need within me now. As you're walking and moving your body, remember, physiology first. If you are sedentary and you're slouched in your chair and I have everything I need within me now. No, sit up straight, move your arms, get out of your chair, walk, get an incantation that works for you. I have everything I need within me now. The biggest one that I have been saying, and like I said earlier, is I am right where I need to be. I am right where I need to be. I am right where I need to be. Incantations are one of the quickest ways that you can do a mindset reset. Why not try it? So let's get back to the intrusive thought that I am not as far along as I thought I would be. If I'm being honest, when I look at the goals that I set at Date with Destiny, and I look at the fact that I've launched this course called Demystifying Divorce, and I've got a sale, and I'm out in the universe, and I'm leading and teaching and speaking, and yet I still tell myself I'm not where I thought I would be. It's because I'm not acknowledging where I've already come, how far I've come, because you have to have your why in front of you. So when you have that incantation that as I am right where I need to be, or my other favorite is my life's purpose. I, Christine Denise Gale, see, hear, feel, and know that the purpose of my beautiful life is to be a feminine light in the darkness, fully present, serving with passionate joy. And then when I take that life's purpose, that incantation that I repeat and remind myself, and I look at all of the progress that I've made since Date with Destiny, have I lived as a feminine light in the darkness? Oh, heck yes, I have. I have lived as a feminine light in the darkness. I have launched my first ever course in mastermind.com, and I am out in the world and being a leader to other women in Unleash Her Power Within. And I'm leading my clients as a light in the darkness as they go through their family law situations. Am I fully present? I am more present today than I have ever been. I look around and I see blessings and I listen and I dwell in ways that I haven't maybe ever. You see, because before Date with Destiny, I was filled with unforgiveness for my husband. I was filled with a mindset of like, I am a fierce warrior. I am strong and powerful. I am an advocate. And all of those things are beautiful and they are parts of who I am. But after Date with Destiny, I brought the feminine in. I welcomed the feminine in. And you know what happened is I became more balanced and congruent. So then when I'm looking at my beautiful daughters and I'm seeing their lives, I don't feel like I just have to show up one freaking way, which is strong and powerful and fierce. I became soft and I became loving and I became warm and I became open. And then you know what happened? I became more fully present. And then the last part of that is, am I serving with passionate joy? Before Date with Destiny, I was serving with passion, but it was like a masculine passion, almost a passion that was fueled by outrage. And now I have this passionate joy, so that when I became a part of UHPW again, in particular, in the January session, I was looking at these women with such tenderness and such joy that I wanted to serve them and welcome more into the community. So I began serving in what we call a Power 5 Plus, where I lead these meetings of women that are a supplement to Unleash Her Power Within, where we dig deeper and we build connections. And I now have more passionate joy as I serve than I ever have. And I light up when I am able to serve my clients, not just with the legal stuff, because that's different, but I light up because I get to serve them and inspire them with hope and inspire them by speaking into their lives what I see that they can become as they heal through the divorce process. So I ask you, sisters, do you struggle with believing that you are just not where you thought you'd be in life? Do you ever have thoughts that it's too late? Do you ever have thoughts that life has passed you by? Do you feel like an imposter? I am here to call bullshit on all of it. I don't care if you're like one of my friends who is in her 70s and believed that it's too late and now is seeing that life is filled with possibilities and she's viewing her life and her job and her contribution with different eyes and understanding that her life has purpose and meaning. She's gorgeous and she's becoming a light, and now she's showing up and serving other sisters in our Power Five. So she's gone from being hopeless to being hopeful. She's gone from feeling pointless to now being a servant and a light and a connected part of our community. Because she did a mindset reset, sisters, and you can do that too. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. And one of my other sisters in my Power 5 Plus said it differently. And oh, this woman is just a beautiful light. She's like a prophetess. She said it this way: what I focus on, I draw to myself. What I focus on, I draw to myself. Where's your focus today? Are you placing your energy in the bucket of regret? I was doing that. Are you placing your energy on anxiety and fear of the unknown? Thinking that things could just go wrong. They could all go all kinds of haywire. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And so your energy is drained and you are feeling physically tired. And maybe you're doing the hand wringing literally or physically. You're just wringing your hands. Is your soul downcast? Do you feel depressed? It's time to do a mindset reset. Because sisters, what you focus on, you draw to yourself. You bring into your life more of what you focus on. So let's get real practical. If you are feeling that life has passed you by, if you are dwelling on the thought that you're just not where you thought you'd be and maybe you never will be, it's time to employ some habits and patterns, otherwise known as rituals and routines, to take back control of your gorgeous mind. Energy is a habit. Energy is a habit that develops from rituals and routines that command energy. So my first challenge to you is to evaluate your rituals and routines. Are they serving you? Are they serving your mission? Are they leading you closer to your purpose, or are they dragging you down? Here's just a few suggestions. Get up 10 minutes earlier. Get your butt out of bed. And before your feet hit the floor, think of three things that you can be grateful for. Because you cannot, as my coach said, you cannot be both grateful and anxious. One of the things I am doing in the mornings before my feet hit the floor, when my anxiety peaks, is I repeat, I am a force for good. I am a free, faithful, focused force for good. So in the morning, get up 10 minutes earlier. That's number one. And number two, three things you can be grateful for before your beautiful feet hit the floor and you start running hard after your dreams. Number three, move your body first thing in the morning. I know mornings are not for everybody. I've said the same thing. Oh, but I'm just so achy in the morning. Well, you know what? You'll be less achy when you develop these habits and patterns to take control of your beautiful life. The first thing you do is you command your body to get up 10 minutes earlier. It will not kill you. I promise. And then you repeat gratitude or a mantra. Do both. I highly recommend both. But if you just want to do one, pick one of those two. And then number three, move your body. You don't have to have some massive exercise program that takes you an hour. You don't have to go to the gym. I love all those things. And if that works for you, sister, you do you. As long as you're moving your body, physiology first, that's going to open your brain, open your mind, open your soul to receive and help you do that mindset reset. It can be as simple as taking 10 minutes to do gentle stretching. Do you do that for yourself in the morning? Do you move your body? Recently, a friend shared very vulnerably that she was super frustrated with her body. And in through tears, she felt similar. I'm never going to be where I want to be. And after a little bit of conversation, we began to celebrate the fact that she has a beautiful relationship with her body. I know this is going to sound a little weird, but just go with it. Have you ever called your body her? Have you ever just thought of her as a separate person? Yes, she is you, but honoring her as a separate person because she deserves to be honored in that way. And this woman realized that she actually is farther along than a lot of women because she already has a beautiful mindset about her body. And so for her, it was simple as learning to celebrate the fact that she moved for 10 minutes. That is 10 beautiful minutes, that gift that she gave to her beautiful body. So get up, get moving, make it small so you can sustain it. That's part of those rituals and routines, right? Move your body. Number four, this is new for me. And so I'm going to share it with you because it has been huge for my mindset reset. And I was really resistant. It's very hard for Enneagram 8, type A, go, go, go people, but dun, 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 meditation. I know, don't turn me off. Just hear me out. Meditation or priming, which was a form of meditation, is a discipline. They call it practice meditation for a reason, because it takes a lot of practice, sometimes through gritted teeth. I have a little meditation pillow that I sit on outside right now. I live in Northern Illinois and it is actually gorgeous right now. And so I sit outside on my front porch, the sun streaming on my face. And sometimes I have composed all kinds of to-do lists, emails to people, grocery lists, even during my meditation. But you know what? I'm going to keep practicing because you know what? It is a discipline that forces me to be still. And it's beautiful, and I love it. And what I'll do in the show notes is I'm going to share a link to this beautiful meditation. I'm totally blanking on her name. My apologies. But I will share a link to Gabby Bernstein. There it is. Gabby Bernstein. It's a 5-minute meditation. It is so beautiful. And you don't have to do anything. You just have to listen. And you have to sit still. So you actually, it's the opposite. You're actually literally doing nothing except emptying your mind and allowing space to do that reset. Because if you're struggling with wondering if it's too late because you're not where you thought you'd be, why not give it a try? Why not try to be still and allow your mind to be emptied? So that's meditation. The sister to meditation is called priming. And this is something that Tony Robbins teaches and does an amazing job of combining actually physiology with the meditation part of it. So he does some body movement and then does a lot of gratitude work and breath work through it. So I'm also going to share the link to Tony's priming exercise. These are a menu of options, sister, to give yourself an opportunity to do a mindset reset if you're struggling with feeling like you're just not where you want to be or not where you thought you'd be, okay? And then number five, and this is huge, and I've been doing this for many, many years, and I've not often given myself enough credit for this habit that I have, and it is spending time reading at least. A lot of people preach at 30 minutes a day. I'm not always able to do 30 minutes a day. My mind wanders. I've got a law firm to run. Sometimes I spend too much time moving my body. I don't have enough time to read. Ideally, it would be 30 minutes a day of positive content. Okay? Positive content. If you can do 15 minutes a day, I have been reading a number of wonderful books. I love Jen Hatmaker's Fierce, Free, and Full of Fire. Dr. Shefali's Awaken the Woman. Oh my gosh, I'm totally chopping that one up. I'll put some links in the show notes as well for these resources. Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. You can get some short little devotionals if you like devotionals, Christian devotionals, or you can get some short inspirational things. I've read a number of times, just don't sweat the small stuff. It's just something to get your mind going in a positive direction. If you're not one to read, and I respect that, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. You can take advantage of what's called net time, no extra time. When you're getting ready, you're making your lunch, you're driving in the car, get that positive content into your brain. I mean, you're listening to this podcast right now. Hopefully you consider this positive content podcasts. So inputting into your brain positive content will do so much good for you in general, but will really help you with a mindset reset. There's so much more that we could talk about, but I don't want to overwhelm you. I just want to share where I'm at in my process right now because I'm going through some major shifts. I'm going through some major pivots, and I'm not quite ready to share about it because it's all still unfolding for me. But what I can say is that I have wrestled recently with feeling depressed, that I am not where I thought I would be, and it makes me emotional. Because I just turned 52 and there is this feeling in me that time is running out. And you know what? It's such a disempowering belief to indulge that garbage. My gosh, so many people have started careers that have revolutionized this world in their 50s, their 60s, even their 70s. And damn it, I am in the second half of my gorgeous life, and this 50 years is going to be absolutely incredible. And the way that I speak about my future and the way that I speak about my present is up to me. Correct? The way that you speak about your future and your vision is up to you. I'm choosing transformational vocabulary. I am choosing every day to say, I have everything I need within me now, and I am right where I need to be, and that I will serve with passionate joy as a feminine light in the darkness, fully present in this gorgeous life that I'm living, because this is my one beautiful life. Do you hear the passion in that? That is not fake, sisters. I choose sometimes to say those things with that passion in my voice, even when I don't feel it in my bones. And you know what happens? I promise you, you start to feel it in your bones, and then everything changes. I hope this was helpful for someone today. If you're feeling like life is passing you by, you have the power within you to do a mindset reset, and I invite you to do exactly that. I invite you to employ those tools that I just gave you to develop rituals and routines that will develop a positive, beautiful, empowering mindset, because you're worth it, sister. Life is an adventure and it is right there for the taking. It's not too late. You're not out of time, and you are certainly not powerless to change the way you think about your present and your future. I am right there with you in this journey, in this battle, and we're going to make an incredible impact together. I'm so excited. And we are definitely in this together. And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. This one came from my gut. I hope you could feel that. And I hope you are inspired to develop rituals and routines that will give yourself the gift of a mindset reset, because you deserve it. If you like this episode, if you like what we're doing at Girl Out of Order, please do me a favor and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. Take a picture of this episode, share it as far and wide as you can. We need help to get this message out, because I know that the message of Girl Out of Order is going to be changing lives around the world. And please join our Facebook community. There's a lot going on in there, and we would love to have you as part of that community. And I cannot wait to see you next time. In the meantime, keep doing a mindset reset and dream big, sister, because the world needs what only you can give.